USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a 6-3 ruling on Thursday, the Supreme Court ruled that a long-standing New York concealed carry law violated the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. In what's being viewed as a big win for gun owners in the Empire State, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley explains what he believes this means to the country.
I think that this is going to have an immediate impact. There are a lot of states that have these types of rules, but more importantly, it's a shot across the bow for states to say, look, if you're going to start restricting Second Amendment rights, then you need to know that the burden is on you.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Oil CEOs will meet with White House officials to discuss high gas prices. This after President Biden called many of them greedy earlier in the week. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A European country is moving closer to gas rationing. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
The German government is ready to ration natural gas on Thursday after Russia cut deliveries to the country last week. Berlin triggered the second of its 3-step plan to deal with the gas shortage after the Kremlin-controlled energy giant Gazprom cut back delivery via the Nord Stream pipeline by about 60% last week. Germany's gas reserves are at 58% capacity.
A Chipotle Mexican grill in Maine could become the first to unionize. The location in Augusta filed a petition for a union election Wednesday. Employees are looking to create Chipotle United, an independent union. This isn't the first time a Chipotle location has tried to unionize. The company has faced accusations of violating federal labor law by allegedly firing a New York worker who tried to organize a union. USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
It's another day of flight issues across the country. Over 6,700 flights were either delayed or canceled across the United States on Wednesday as the shortage of workers continues to hit the airline industry hard. As of early Thursday morning, another 500 flights have been canceled into, within, or out of the United States. This as lead economist with Hopper.com, Haley Berg, says people are wanting to fly.
Travelers are willing to pay more, and they're willing to face potential disruptions because they really want to go on these trips that they've put off in many cases for 2 years.
An invasive species is getting a more appetizing name.
If invasive carp doesn't sound appetizing, how about a plate of Kopi? The state of Illinois unveiled a market-tested rebranding campaign to make the fish appealing to consumers. 4 species imported from Asia decades ago now infest the Mississippi River and other rivers in the U.S. heartland. They also threaten the Great Lakes. Chefs and others in the food industry say the Asian carp, Kopi, is a tasty, healthy fish. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The FDA is announcing a ban on Juul e-cigarettes. It's part of a broader strategy for the agency to regulate the vaping industry. Juul wants approval from the FDA for its vaping products. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.